Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's own life for one's friends." Yesterday is important because it shapes today. The Apostle Paul, in that letter to the Thessalonian Christians, tells them that they should hold on to traditions which were passed on to them. Now, we have lots of traditions, particularly around this time. Traditions like cenotaph parades, and the Queen and other members of society will be there this morning. Traditions like the British Legion annual service of remembrance, which was shown on television last night. Traditions like poppies, which we wear. Traditions like moving music. All of these are gifts passed down to us. They may be treasured, and they're designed to enhance our lives, not to entrap us. And when we journey towards the future, we should be taking the best of the past with us, while laying down and leaving behind the worst. The purpose of Remembrance Sunday is to remember. To remember those who have died, and to remember the reasons, good or bad, for which they died. We might ask, why did they die? And there's usually no simple answer to that. But we remember the words of Jesus: "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." But I wonder, did those who died in war voluntarily lay down their lives? I really don't think that any of them wished to die. But many of them at some stage took a decision which they hoped would bring peace for others, and risked involving the loss of their own life. Young men and women today in our armies and air forces and navies are still following that tradition of risking their own lives for the benefit of others. I heard the story of an old soldier who had had his right arm amputated back in 1917. And whenever anyone said to him that he'd lost an arm in Belgium, he used to joke, "Well, to say I lost it sounds very careless. Can't you just say that I gave it?" But even that's not true, because it surely wasn't a voluntary act on his part. And yet all those who died or were injured or bereaved deserve to be hailed as heroes and heroines, because they accepted their loss as being a sacrifice, however unwilling it may have been. And a sacrifice is also a benefit to others. There was a small boy who was playing near a canal, and he fell into the canal and was floundering about in the dirty water. And a young woman jogger who was jogging along the towpath saw this and dived in and rescued the boy and pulled him out of that filthy canal water. And he was fine. But her iPod and her expensive trainers were ruined. The boy's parent took him to a front door later to express their thanks together. And interestingly, instead of the young woman saying the usual kind of thing, "Oh, that's all right, it was nothing really," she smiled at the young boy and said, "Just make sure that you are worth saving." For she alone knew the true cost of the rescue. It's that challenge we face on this Remembrance Sunday, this Armistice Day. It's that challenge we face from our armed forces and from other personnel who give their lives in service of our country. In order to honour those who die and who are injured and harmed in other ways as a result of war, we need to ask a few questions about war. For although many lessons can be learned in wartime, for some, though not all, it leads to a strengthening of character, nobody would disagree that peace is surely better than war. War happens when one group of people want what is not theirs. Yet there's usually an element of pride and selfishness on all sides, human beings being human in every nation. And patriotism, the love of your country, is good. But the kind of nationalism we see in the likes of the BNP is immature. It's a failure to consider that others have rights as well. Some people are absolute pacifists and say that you should allow your country to be overrun rather than offer forcible resistance. And that too is a stance we should honour. And yet, pacifists should also honour the stance that other people have, believing equally strongly that to defend your country is the lesser of two evils. It's been said that nobody has learnt anything from history except the fact that nobody learns anything from history. But we owe it to those who have died to look at the politics of the past to see if past mistakes can be avoided in the future. Now, the Greek word for truth, the New Testament word for truth, literally means not forgetting. And we can only arrive at that truth about today by not forgetting what happened yesterday. More important than remembering the politics, however, is to remember the people who have served and died and been injured and been scarred in other ways. At a funeral, grieving mourners will often say, "I shall never forget him, I shall never forget her." And yet we know that life has to go on. Slowly, we return back to the business of living. And there just isn't time to be remembering our dead every minute of every day. And then perhaps with a guilty start, we say to ourselves, "Goodness, I haven't thought about him today. I haven't thought about her this week. I haven't thought about him or her for some months." But there's nothing wrong with this. Those who've died would surely want us to rebuild our lives. And in that case, we need special days. We need anniversaries to bring them regularly back to our minds. Remembrance Sunday is one of these days. For in a very true sense, the dead live on in our memories. We may not know the people whose names are carved on our war memorial, but we still remember them. Our human brains are like computers. They are stores of memories, together with mechanisms for bringing forward the memories we require at the moments we need them. Of course, for some forgetful people, this doesn't always work. But usually, memories come when we need them. And we communicate with each other by sharing our memories, by telling our stories. So much so that when a writer or a composer from the past communicates with us today, we can truly say, Mozart lives on in his music, and so on. Those who've died would like to think that they're remembered by those who survived, especially if these memories are proud ones. Jesus took bread and wine at his Last Supper with his disciples and said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And Jesus lives on in his church whenever Christians remember him. And Remembrance Sunday is important because it gives those we honour a sort of immortality in our memories, which is the least we could do for them. Yes, remembrance is a very powerful thing. Amen.